Hi, Courtney. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. So good to talk to you. Part of a legendary racing family. You got everybody involved. You got your sisters, your dad, of course, and even your husband's a driver, right?
Yeah, it's a full family business. Race against my dad in funny car, and then Brittany's over in the top fuel category, and then my other teammate, Robert Hyatt, on our team. And yeah, and my husband races in IndyCar, so it's... We're all kept very busy and traveling a lot.
Wow, that's too much. So you're going to be at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona and the Winter Nationals, the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals, February 8th through 11th. And are you going to be driving against your dad in these races, in the funny car events?
Yep, yeah. We're kicking it off this weekend. This is the first race of our 2018 NHRA season, and there's a number of races where I've been matched up against my dad, and it's gone both ways, so it's always a lot of fun. I think, growing up watching him as a kid race a funny car and now being out there going up against him at 330 miles an hour, it's insane, but it's really cool. I love being out there with family and beating up on dad a little bit as much as I can.
Yeah, and here you are, and you're basically in your hometown.
Yes, I am. I'm from Yorba Linda, California, so for me, this is like the best time of the year. I mean, we're racing at Pomona every February to open up our NHRA season and every November to close it. So I've won at this track before. I beat my dad at this track before and hoping to repeat again. I'm out there with my Advanced Auto Parts Chevy Camaro funny car. And my dad's over there, John Forrest, in the Peak funny car, Brittany with Monster Energy, and then Auto Club as well with Robert Heights. So it's you got to keep your eye out for us. We're definitely one to compete with this year. My sister actually came off of the Top Fuel Championship last year, and my teammate Robert Height won it in funny cars. So, I mean, we've got a lot to prove again this year, and Dad and I are hoping to get championships too. So we'll be going head-to-head and going to have to battle it out. But it's going to be a long season, but just excited. It's going to kick off at our home track, yeah.
That's fun. So you and Ashley and Brittany, and you're the baby of the family, right?
I am. My dad had to name us ABC because he couldn't remember our name.
So, Courtney, when you were growing up, what was your first memory of... being at a race, being at an event, and how did you feel about it? Because it's so loud and so incredibly intense. That's wild for a young kid. How old were you when you first started, hanging out around the racing thing?
Well, honestly, there's photos of me in a diaper and a binky in the winner's circle with my entire family. So I've been around it, for a very long time. But I was probably, 6 or 7 years old and went out to the racetrack. My dad missed my birthday. He was out of town a lot, so he missed a lot of our, cheer competitions, dance recitals, birthdays, father-daughter dances. So my mom told me, head out to the racetrack with your dad. And I went over to Richmond, Virginia with him for my birthday, and just him and I the whole weekend, and got to go to a lot of different, sponsor appearances, media events, got to sign at the ropes with him for the fans, and just had a lot of fun, and just being around the whole team aspect, I fell in love with the sport. But if anyone knows my dad, John Forrest, I mean, he's won a number of championships and wins. So it always was a lot of fun watching him. But at the same time, it's a very dangerous sport. I mean, I've seen my dad on fire. I've seen him crashing into walls. And,
yikes.
I guess we're all a little crazy because who knows why I decided to go into a sport like that.
It's got to be in your DNA, right? Because you got to be a certain type of person to do that.
Yeah, a certain type of crazy, I think. But no, I love it. It's fun. I mean, like I said, I grew up watching him race in funny car, and I told him, you're not allowed to retire until I get to be out there competing against you. So I'm having a ball learned a lot from him. I mean, he's one of the best drivers out there, so it's awesome being able to go out there and race against him.
Well, you're an awesome ambassador for the sport and for your family, and your families, I should say. and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be out to see you and your dad this weekend at the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. Courtney Force, I'm so glad you took the time to be with us. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. Thank you for having me.